What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket gets punched. Another soul boards the termination train to the underworld. Ladies, continuously arguing with the man in your life is something that can potentially be harmful to your health. Just like the warning on cigarettes, consuming this product can be hazardous to your health. Just like arguing with the man in your life, that man being your baby daddy, your husband, your boyfriend, any man you're in a relationship with. But we have a society that continues to pump your head up to let you believe that you can argue with a man with no consequences. However, this woman found out the hard way. Now, this article was published on the 16th of December. Judge sets $3 million bond for a man accused of offlining his wife with a hammer. Gentlemen, I think we can be in agreement when I say that her final dish before it all went to black was pound cake. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Austin Medic appeared in court Tuesday morning, several months after his wife, 41-year-old Michaela Medic, was found deleted in their home back in September. When officers arrived at the Medic's home, they found Austin doing chest compressions on his wife, a mother of three, in the upstairs bedroom. Police reported seeing blood on her face, on the ground around her head, and a hammer above her head. Austin Medic, 39, said he and his wife had been arguing that night. He told police that Michaela went to bed while he stayed downstairs. He said he then heard a thump from upstairs and ran up to find her on the floor. Detectives initially concluded that due to the nature of her injuries, foul play was not a factor. The Fairfield County Coroner's Office conducted an autopsy last month, however, concluding that the cause of her deletion was blunt force trauma committed in a termination. Medic was subsequently arrested. He's now charged with termination and is due back in court December 23rd. Quote unquote, "I can't believe that," neighbor Landon Bradley said. Other neighbors shared the sentiment, portraying the Medics as a normal, loving family. Quote unquote, "Unless they had problems behind closed doors that they kept out of the public eye," Bradley said in disbelief. Besides that, when they were outside, they were cordial. Put a pin right there. Another point of contention with neighbors was the original findings of no foul play followed by the coroner's report. Neighbors said their biggest concern was the 3 months it took to conclude, arrest, and charge Austin for offlining his wife. "I'm confused," Bradley said. "I don't know. It's been too long. 3 months was wild. They should just let him go at that point." My, my, my. What an interesting thing to say. Well, well, well. Now we have something that I've always said when it comes to HMT that is directly said in this article. Gentlemen, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. On the outside, they look like a quote-unquote normal family. However, you never know the turmoil that's going on behind those closed marital doors. And I'm willing to bet you that that man, Mr. Medic, was going through pure hell behind those closed doors. Gentlemen, you know, whenever men are married, men are purposefully isolated by their wives and their family. Yeah, they want to make sure to surround him with other hand-picked married men. That way he has no support system to say, hey, you know what? You are in a very fucked up situation. You, my friend, might want to think about escaping. But as we all know, when it comes to the vast majority of married men, the things that they love are the things that bind them into servitude, i.e., not just the kids, the material possessions, the house, the cars, the bills, all of those things. Those are the things that we are told as men we need to take up to be quote unquote real responsible men in today's society. But like I said before, those are the things that bind you into servitude to the system. Hey, I'm just saying the truth. Every married man knows this. Every married man who escaped through divorce knows this. But once again, we're still trying to get men to sign up for that servitude on the plantation. However, more and more men have said to hell with that. And that, gentlemen, is a wonderful damn thing. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, the harmful hammer. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. It mentioned they had kids, but they were not mentioned insofar as witnessing anything. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. Yeah, he gave her that final pounding. He went, oops, upside the head. I said, oops, upside the head. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Austin, maniacal medic, gets a score of 140. Ladies, continuing to argue with the men that you're in a relationship with is extremely hazardous to your health. Why? Because more and more men in relationships are snapping. No one ever wants to talk about what led up to him finally exploding. No, 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 no. We only want to focus on the fact that he finally exploded. Oh my God, what happened? Why would he do something like this? Instead of asking that question, the question should be, what led up to this? But as we all know, society, women, they don't care about a man's suffering. Nope. As long as his suffering serves them, they don't care. But when that man finally rebels and say, nah, to hell with this, now we got a problem. Now we need to talk about why this man committed such a heinous act. No. At that point, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that you could argue with the man in your life and he's still going to restrain himself, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I mean crystally damn clear. The power you continue to believe that society is going to grant you is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves against you, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, men around the world are simply fed up. And that man's restraint is truly the only thing that's keeping you above ground. However, when that man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. Up to, once again, and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.